And I read the whole Bible on here. Holy crap, there's a Lego picture for every single thing.
Okay, we got five.
Hello.
Hi, Shiny.
Hey.
Konnichiwa.
All right.
Okay. Hold up, we might get Ramal as well.
Yes. El Jefe.
This part's the best bit of the brick Bible because it's got a tiny Lego Hitler.
Hold up, I'm starting from the start, but I am going to have to skip ahead now, even if there's Bible spoilers. Holy shit!
Oh my god, is this customized Lego Hitler? Is that fucking Lego Himmler and Goebbels novel sequel to?
Goebbels.
Legobbles.
And Lego gay sex.
Jesus Christ.
This is it. I'm reading the Bible from cover to cover because of this book. Wow. The one on the left looks like halfway between Harry Potter and Dmitri Shostakovich. And the one on the right looks like a cowboy.
Dude, this Hitler stuff is so insane.
Oh my god. What is this? What have I entered?
I'm just... Oh man. There's Lego Alcoholics Anonymous after the game end. There's Lego politicians. There's Lego people burning in hell with Lego fires.
There's Lego Obama making like an alliance with Osama bin Laden.
Why have I not read this yet?
Here, look at the one I just posted.
Oh my god.
Lego Obama.
Obama says, "I will join my fellow Christians in blessing Osama bin Laden and Al Qaeda." Did he really say that? That's the question. Or did he just say it in the Lego Bible?
Lego Ku Klux Klan.
Oh my god, are you fucking kidding?
Oh, holy shit. Okay, one more before we start. Moses in this is just a head with a kind of cylinder attached to it.
What? Oh my god. It looks so disappointed
on the next page. They put him in a chest.
Yeah,
obviously because he's an abomination.
Oh my god!
Look at her face. What is happening?
I don't know what you're talking about. There's a perfect, fine, healthy baby.
Not a healthy baby.
How did you find this?
Hello and welcome.
Happy man, you host this one.
Okay.
Meditating? Okay. Is that what normally happens at the beginning?
Beep, beep, beep. Hello and
Are you okay?
Welcome to Jumbo's Cosmic Media. Coming at you live from Vienna, Austria. I'm here with Happy Man. I mean, I am Happy Man.
Good start.
That's a really good start.
Catman.
Hey.
Belsky.
Hi.
Lord Ramal.
What about Animich? What happened to Animich?
I'm not here. Don't worry about it.
Don't forget Animich.
He's extremely here. And Ramal.
Yes, I'm also here.
And Shiny.
I too, I'm here. Yes.
Okay, so. Should we do what? Read some comments? This Family Feud, what are we doing here?
Oh, yeah, some comments. Yeah, we'll do the comments first. And I got a voicemail to share with you. What comments even are there? Some guy says, why do you put the podcast up late on GYP? He actually used to be because GYP editors wouldn't let me put it up early, but. Now it's just because, you know, GYP barely exists.
That's sad.
Are there any good comments? Animich's not. Waifu Lightning. I don't think so. Nuclear cherries.
No,
it's
I
not.
Doubt that.
It's not a bad guess, but I actually very much doubt it.
So what is your waifu?
That's why he's embarrassed of telling everyone. It's because if he tells everyone, they'll realize he has shit taste and will get stoned to death, and that could really hurt his subscriber count on YouTube.
What do you have to say about that, Animich?
No.
Actually, okay. Yes. Catherine's actually absolutely right.
That's another one to cross off, I guess.
Bob says, I really like the Animich talks normally segment.
I don't know what that means.
I think he's talking
to. I think he's making reference to the news and lies and how last time the lie was not a lie.
But it was a lie.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. If you think that's true, then you're an idiot.
But you don't. The thing is, we don't know either way yet. We don't. We can't be sure.
You should always be skeptical.
Anonymous says, no 50th anniversary murder cast. I'm disappointed. At least kill Fishheads. Where is Fishheads? He's funny now. God damn. He's finally funny and he's not online. Maybe it's because he's got a job or something or a social life. Maybe that's why he's funny. Also, Happy Man, there's nothing wrong with being this good looking. You're irreplaceable as you hold the survey results and host the feud. Also, Everdark is here.
Hello, I am Everdark.
Hello, yeah. Everdark. Here's to another 50 episodes of lovable subpar quality.
Yay.
So,
how's my microphone?
It's fine,
it's
yeah.
It's perfect, just like you.
So broken and really hard to understand.
No, don't say that. Sure.
Everdark, how many times do I have to flatter you before you will develop more self-esteem?
Forever.
I will flatter you forever. Nice hair.
I think you need to be personally here to flatter me all the time.
Whispering flattery to my ears.
Where do you get your hair cut, Everdark?
I don't cut my hair.
Ah, so you've joined the long hair master race.
I've been part of it for years now.
I shouldn't say master race just as Happy Man posts a picture of Lego Hitler in the Lego Bible, but whatever.
Kill everyone with short hair.
Shonen says, after all these years, I only just noticed that these podcasts are labeled as Christian gangster rap under genre Bravo Gents.
Yes, we've been doing that like forever.
I have personally made sure that every podcast since the first one's been labeled as Christian gangster rap.
What?
If I was in charge of GUI podcast, which I'm not, but if I was, I would label it as Porn Groove.
Yes. No, I think I used to label the fanfictions as Porn Groove. The ones that I sent you.
So has the podcast started already?
Yes, it has.
Only just.
Oh, man.
I love
how, oh, boy.
It's a sudden quality when you can't tell if the podcast has started or not.
Yeah, I thought it was just pre-podcast bullshit.
No.
No, this is podcast bullshit.
Yeah. It's bullshit throughout.
Well,
so.
That's unfortunate.
Ramal, so I think that the next logical step is for you to have sex in the Animich shirt whilst the podcast is on in the background as, like, Porn Group.
While having sex with
Animich. I should do that. I can do that now. Maybe
I'm not
next
in the
time.
Mood. Not in the mood.
He's so seductive. Anonymous says, I've got a conundrum
for
you
guys.
No, I
like that conundrum. Let's do that as the conundrum.
Well, I'll do it now, because whatever.
Well,
you know.
Hey, let's
what?
Not break...
What? The order, natural order of things.
Okay, fine.
We'll get lost if we do it out of order.
Do you guys have an actually good answer for that?
Yes.
I don't know what it is, so I'll find out.
Okay, then, we'll see. I sort of skipped over a lot of comments that were just replies to other comments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, talk about the ones that are actually good.
Shawnee says, fun fact, the best Dan player in the world has his hair cut as Charlie Nash. I gotta look up Charlie Nash on Google image searches now.
It's like a big wave.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. That is amazing.
Oh, you would need a lot of gel for that.
You would.
My housemate
It's like a reverse ponytail. Is what it is.
A front ponytail.
Perfect.
A mane. A mane for a man.
Well, no, it's not really a mane because mane doesn't go forwards. It's kind of like a sad unicorn.
A droopy unicorn horn.
Yeah.
Lost all its potency.
Loom says, I for one think Garfield Cat would be a great game, on par with those Garfield minus Garfield comics.
Fucking the Garfield minus Garfield ones are really fucking weird.
Garfield is one of those things that I just don't get. Like, I don't get it. Like, Garfield and... I kind of get Heathcliff. I think the joke behind Heathcliff is that it's not funny, but Garfield, I have no idea. Oh, that's a picture of the guy. Oh, wow.
Nice hair.
It's a bit thinner, but then yeah, I guess he's not anime, so, you know, it's harder to do in real life.
I feel like he could try harder, though. Like, I don't know.
I don't know about that.
It kind of just, I don't know. Why is he like a claw.
Why has he only dyed the front blonde? Why not all of it?
People with a Giles hair in real life.
Yeah. Probably. Well, Giles' haircut is an actual haircut, isn't it?
Well, it's well, you can have like a
Wait,
yeah, you can have like a
is it
a top like a fade, you know?
Yeah, but not to the extremes.
Giles'
of
hair like
actually,
goes up like a
no,
mushroom.
No, Kim Jong Un, his hair is like Giles. Let me show you a picture of Kim Jong Un's haircut, and then you can compare.
It is yeah, it's a little like Giles, but it's not huge enough, you know.
Fine. There's nothing that can. Anime haircuts look don't. You know, it's real life. Stop complaining
fine,
about it.
Fine, whatever. Let's move on.
So we have one voicemail, which I will now send you the link to. As usual, I have not vetted this beforehand, so it could
oh, shit.
contain absolutely anything and probably will.
Brilliant.
Here we go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey there, gentlemen, it's your main man, your Ramadam, your can of spam here. No, not Bob Hoskins from the stellar science fiction action comedy film Super Mario Bros. It's me, Specs. You remember, Specs. I was in the mumble that one time. Yandere Sim was being streamed. We watched Stone Cold. Not Steve Austin, though. That one terrible film with the biker gangs, remember? I pissed off Shiny by repeatedly telling her to stream Kingdom Hearts. Not that that's much of an achievement, I suppose. Anyway, after listening to you all attempt to link every possible video game universe on the last podcast, I thought of a new game for you to try during Feud. The host states two video game characters, and it's the job of each team to try and link the two characters to each other in as few steps as possible within a given time limit. For instance, Mario and Cyan from Final Fantasy VI. Mario is known to play beach volleyball with a cactar in Mario Sports Mix. Cactars can be found in the Veldt in Final Fantasy VI, and Cyan is a playable character in the same game. How about a harder one now? Can you find a way to link Nicholas A. Anderson from Ace Combat 5 The Unsung War to Kumatora from Mother 3? I'll give you a moment to think about
I've
it.
I've never played Ace Combat.
I never played Ace Combat.
See? Yeah. Easy, isn't it?
That's too difficult,
Anderson's
I'm sorry.
Voice actor is Simon Prescott, who also provided the voice of Cesar Morales, a character who appeared in the PSP games Total Overdose and Chili Con Carnage. These games were developed by Deadline Games, the developer behind Watchmen, The End Is Nigh, the tie-in prequel video game to the DC Comics film Watchmen. Watchmen's script was penned by Alex Fee and David Hayter, who we all know has for many years provided the voices of Big Boss and Solid Snake. Solid Snake appeared in the 2008 game Super Smash Bros. Brawl, a game in which Lucas, from the game Mother 3, is also playable. In the game Mother 3, both Lucas and Kumatora are playable characters.
No.
It's as simple as that. Obviously, you can impose your own in-house rules, such as not allowing easy links such as just the same publisher or console, or you could go even further and ban any non-in-universe ties such as voice actors, game directors, anything like that. Maybe you should give it a go.
It might be easier to just connect any character to Hitler.
Hard mode, no Smash Brothers, Wreck-It Ralph, or Roger Rabbit.
Isn't I don't think this they have is... enough knowledge for this.
Yeah, I think I but know that guy either. Knows a lot more about video games than all of us put together.
Yeah.
Well, I had the idea to do this linking malarkey. What was the one, the Ace Combat one? Because I was busy.
Commander Ace something. Oh, wait. Commander Ace Combat, that was his name. No, it was like Arn
Ace Combat.
Something.
Ace Combat to Kumatora, I don't know his name.
I don't know who Kumatora is.
So this is like the Wikipedia game, right? Where you you pick random article on Wikipedia, and then you have to like see how quickly you can get to like Hitler or something, right? Mm-hmm. So like I got Arthur William Crawley Bovey, and then I go British Empire, and then I go World Wars, and then I go Hitler, and that's easy. But like I think it's probably easier to do with Wikipedia, to be honest. Like I mm-hmm. That example he gave, like oh god.
Yeah, I don't have even remotely enough knowledge to
maybe
do that.
Maybe if you
shit.
Can think of an easier question, we could do,
we should try. We might be okay. Right.
Also, I appreciate how thoroughly that guy pronounces all of his syllables.
Yeah.
So thanks for that. Thanks for the pronouncing.
That was a good voicemail, actually. I like that.
Pronounced a lot.
Good.
What's our next segment? Is it Family Feud?
It's Family Feud.
Shit.
Oh, no.
Time to fuck up.
It is going to be Edimich's family, Edimich, Ramal, and Dotsky, and they have this sound. The other team will be Everdark's family, Everdark, Shiny, and Catman, and they will have this sound. Right, so...
Who are the captains of those
captains
teams?
Captains are Edimich and Everdark, unless they want to appoint someone else.
Who was in my team?
You have Everdark, you have Shiny, and Catman.
Does anyone want to be the captain? Because I don't.
I actually have the reaction times of like a... I don't know, what's an animal with a really slow reaction time?
Sloth, I guess.
Sloths are really reactive.
I have no reaction time. I'm just staring at the screen and doing nothing.
I mean, I can react quickly, but I won't know the answers. I'll just hit the button.
Okay, Shiny. Okay, if you be team captain, then just hit the button like 50% of the time randomly and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we can carry this.
We can do it. Is it the hash sign that I use? Okay.
Or, as I like to call it...
Oh, here we go.
No, I won't do it.
No, what,
do it, motherfucker! Do it!
I hope we have meme-themed questions.
Me too.
Meme-themed.
Dank memes. I love them. I love them so much. Happy man, give me your best dank memes.
What makes a meme dank, Eric? Answer me that.
It just has to be really, really, really dank to be a dank meme.
That told me nothing.
I think it just has to not
you
be funny.
You just don't get it. You just don't get it.
Dank is never a good way to describe something. Never.
Wow.
Well, it's true. Like, what? Moist. Would you describe...
That's a good word.
No, it's not.
I don't know why so many people hate the word moist. There's nothing wrong with that word.
It's not. There's nothing wrong with it as a word, but as a way of describing something
no.
like, hey, have you met my mate Ben? He's moist.
Oh, no, you shouldn't say that about someone. But, like, if you're describing, like, I don't know, a sponge or something that's been in the sink.
Have you met my mate Ben? He's moist. So, Edimich and Everdark are the team captains?
Shiny's the team captain for us.
Shiny is the team captain.
So it's Shiny's family versus Mitch's family. Okay. Oh! Let's begin.
Yeah! Let's go!
Okay. Shiny and Edimich, hands on your buzzards.
Buzzards?
Buzzards, I want you to give me a game where you escape from prison. Shiny. Give me it right now.
Final Fantasy
VIII. Edimich.
That's cheating. A Prison Break.
That's a movie. It's a TV series.
That's a video game.
Wrong. To be honest, it was my first thought as well.
Yeah, I thought that.
It goes back to Shiny's team. Good work, Edimich.
Everdark. Oh shit! I just
can
got
I get
one.
It? Final Where Fantasy VIII.
Yes, it is on. It is this number 7 answer.
There's loads of games where you break out of prison. I just can't think of any of them.
Literally every Zelda game.
Can
which
we
one?
Pick one Zelda?
Yeah, I guess so.
which is the most popular one?
Do we
one?
Have to pick one Zelda? Because last time we didn't.
I haven't played lots of Zelda games, so you guys better decide.
I'm just trying to think of... I'm going to say Wind Waker.
Number 6. Working your way off the board.
Okay.
Someone else go now.
What could it be?
Anybody know any RPGs where you break? Oh, any RPGs where you break out of prison? There's lots of RPGs where you break out of prison.
Oh, just say one. Amnesia.
It's not on.
Fuck.
You have one more chance.
Fuck, I know one game, but I think no one has played it.
Do it, just do it. We've got nothing.
Fear 3.
That is not on.
Fuck.
Enemich's team may steal the board with one correct answer.
So, Dads, Ramal, any ideas?
I can think. They were on a good one with JRPGs. Chrono Trigger, you break out in that.
Number 3 answer.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Good job, Dads.
Should I played any video
yeah.
games?
I can't believe I forgot it. Goddamn.
It's okay.
Such a good game. Oh.
Well, the important thing is we tried.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so. Once you didn't get. So, the board from bottom to top. Number 7, Final Fantasy VIII, which you got. Number 6, Zelda and Waker, which you got. Number 5, Dark Souls. Number 4, Metal Gear Solid. Number 3, Chrono Trigger, which you got. Number 2, Riddick, Escape from Butcher Bay.
Goddamn it!
That was really high up. The escaping from prison is literally in the title.
Yeah, and I know that game. God damn it.
And number 1 is Oblivion.
I've only ever played one of the games on that list, and it's Wind Waker, so...
Well, Shiny and Mitch, hands on your buzzards. I want you to give me a long series that will die soon. Shiny.
Zelda. Probably.
That's not on, and Shiny Mitch's team.
Assassin's Creed.
That is number 4.
Shit.
What was the question?
Long series that will die soon.
Okay.
Dards, Ramal, you got one? I got some.
I got one. Can I?
Go on.
Final Fantasy?
Number 2.
Shit.
Call of Duty?
Fuck. Number 6. You have number 7, number 5, number 3, and number 1 left.
I want to say a sports game, but I'm not sure.
Nah, it's probably going to go on forever. No. Any other? Sports. Pokemon?
It's not on.
Shit. Metal Gear Solid?
Number 1 answer.
I wanted to say that, but yeah.
Ooh, should we... Let's pass. Should we pass? I think we should pass.
Shit.
Wait. No. We're not going to pass.
Okay.
Because then it will still go back to us even if they don't get any. And I don't have any more ideas. Let's just get as many as we can.
I have one, but I don't know if it's long enough. Kingdom Hearts?
And that's it for you. Team Shiny, you may steal the board with one correct answer.
Okay, do either of you guys have any ideas?
I've got an idea.
They're free.
Go for it.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh.
That is number 7.
Yes! Good job.
Right.
Suit the Hoog.
Calculate.
I think we shouldn't win anymore. We should just wait for them to fuck up and steal it.
Yeah. Shiny, you're a great team captain.
Thanks. I don't know.
Sonic
if
isn't
going to
die soon.
Yes, it is.
Sega might go entirely into pachinko, like Konami.
Yeah, and then there'll be Sonic pachinko games and Sonic jump on your mobile.
Right.
A sexy Sonic the Hedgehog pachinko game.
Top. From bottom to top. Number 7, Sonic, what you got? Number 6, Call of Duty, what you got? Number 5, Street Fighter? I guess so.
It's Capcom, so it probably will, yeah.
Number 4, Assassin's Creed, what you got? Number 3, Silent Hill, of course.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Number 2, Final Fantasy, number 1, Metal Gear Solid, both of those, yeah. So, we have one more for the first round. Mitch and Shiny, hands on your buzzards. And,
oh my God, okay.
And, I want you to give me a game with a bearded protagonist. Shiny.
It's Uncharted.
It's not on? You never get it when you buzz. And it's Adamich, Team Adamich's turn.
Okay. Metal Gear Solid.
Fuck.
That is number 2.
He doesn't have beard in the first one.
That is number 3.
Wait, is the Witcher got facial hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deadly Premonition.
That is not on.
Fuck!
He doesn't have a beard.
Oh, man.
It grows. Yeah,
you can have a beard.
Can you?
Shit. It's an optional beard.
It grows if you don't shave.
I need to go back to playing Deadly Premonition. I didn't know that.
They're releasing a special edition soon.
That's like some Fable tier shit right there.
Fuck that game.
Yeah.
Okay, you have one more try, Team Animage.
Any more ideas, guys?
I have a few, but I don't think people will put those games.
Yeah, I've got one or two, but they're not really big enough. I'm trying to think of really big games.
Dude, this is why we should make it, pointless.
The number 1 answer, pass or play.
Fuck.
If you guys have an answer you're confident with, I say we pass, let them fuck up, and then steal it with the answer you're confident with.
I would have said it if I had a confident answer.
I think we should try that.
Just for the emotion. We'll pass.
Catsman, Everdark, Shining. Games.
You do have a confident answer, don't you?
I have nothing.
I have something, but I have no confidence in it.
I only have a stupid answer, unfortunately.
Do you want me to go? It's a very popular game, but it's a bad game. It's a bad game, though.
Well, it doesn't matter. If it's popular, people play it. Well, I say we go with you.
Okay, Dragon Age 2.
That is not on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was a good try. Do we have one more?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, my answer is still too stupid. I'll wait for 20 seconds, and then if no one else has said anything, I'll blurt it out.
Yeah, I don't have anything, so...
Dwarf Fortress.
Wow.
That's not on. You want to mention we steal the Vodafone correct answer.
Right, so... Do you guys have one? Because
I have one that has a... I know one that has, like, a guy with a beard in the cover, and he's the main character, but I don't know if the game's big enough.
What's the publisher?
No, come on.
I'm gonna Google it.
I've got Google. One by Rockstar. And
Dodd, say yours. Say yours.
Should I just say it?
Yeah, I think I know
what you're saying. Go for it.
Max Payne 3.
That is number 7.
Ah!
I thought you were going to say Red Dead.
That's the second one that's been won by a number 7.
Let's see.
I was thinking either Assassin's Creed Revelation or Lisa.
I was thinking Lords of the Fallen.
Yeah.
I bet Lisa will be on the list.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah, it's totally on the list. Games for Bearded Protagonists. Number 7, Max Payne 3, which you got. Number 6, Half-Life. Number 5, Lisa. Number 4, Deus Ex Human Revolution. And number 3, Fumo 1, which you got. Witcher, Metal Gear Solid, Last of Us. And now we're on to the fast money round.
Okay, wait, what does this mean again? I forget every time.
You did it last time, but you were drunk, I think.
I'm always drunk. It
was at the meetup we did it.
Okay.
I give you 3 answers really fast, and you answer them really fast, and then do the same with Animish.
Okay.
I nominate Dodds.
Fuck.
Okay, Dodds.
You're perceived as being knowledgeable, Dodds.
Are either of you guys confident in your abilities to answer questions quickly?
I'm not, but I'll do it anyway.
Choose Catsman.
I'm
like
gonna nominate
against him.
Yeah, yes. I'm gonna nominate Catsman.
Dodds versus Catsman. Oh,
Catsman
no.
Catsman versus Dodds.
It's happening.
It's brother versus brother. Okay, so let's see. Since Team Mitch is in the lead, that means Catsman starts. So Dodds, can you deafen yourself? Catsman. Give me the worst Nintendo series.
Pokemon.
Name a game where you can do drugs.
Deus Ex.
Give me a badly translated game.
I'm out.
Okay.
Yeah, you see? This is why you shouldn't give it to me. Hate to tell this to you, Dodds, but I think your team's already lost.
Okay, Dodsky. Hello? Dodsky? Are you there? He's not there.
Hello, I'm here.
Why is Dodds a tiny little Mexican man?
What? So confused right now.
Okay, Dodsky, give me the worst Nintendo series.
Yoshi's Island.
Give me a game where you can do drugs.
Grand Theft Auto.
Give me a badly translated game.
Secret of Mana.
Right.
Oh, actually, it might be close.
We lost it.
Why did I say Secret of Mana? That's a shit one.
No, it's not.
It's hard to think of a badly translated game.
Final Fantasy 3.
Final Fantasy 6.
You
talk to me like I'm the sort of person who plays loads of JRPGs.
Okay,
you're good. You're good.
I was actually thinking of a different game. I was thinking of Tales of Phantasia for the GBA.
Catman. Worst Nintendo series. You said Pokemon. That is number 5.
Wow.
Game where you can do drugs. Deus Ex. That is not on.
What? That's the best game where you can do drugs.
Give me a badly translated game, you said nothing, and that is obviously not on. Dalsky. Worst Nintendo series, you said Yoshi's Island, that is number 6. Game where you can do drugs, GTA, number 1.
Yeah,
he's got it.
And badly translated game, Secret of Mana, that is not on. Team Shiny, 20 points, Team Mitch, 28.
Oh.
So you win.
Guess we know who's the superior Brit now, cats.
Wow.
I think I should be mod of GLA.
You are mod.
Oh shit, you're right.
So, the board, the worst Nintendo series from bottom to top, Amiibos is number 7.
Oh, wow.
Someone's trying to get one over on Animich.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear it.
Amiibo is the worst Nintendo series. Number 7 worst Nintendo series.
No.
Number 6, Yoshi's Island. Number 6, Yoshi's Island. Number 5, Pokemon. Number 4, Nintendogs. Number 3, Zelda. Number two, Star Fox, and number one, Mario Party.
Hey, Mario Party.
I like Mario Party.
Mario Party is fucking great.
Do you like Mario Party these days, though?
It's really great, but not these days.
Yeah, they're bad now, but...
But it's the best game for ruining friendships.
Actually, that's right. Mario Party's gone completely down the tubes. God damn it.
What? Yes? Why?
Yeah, because everyone moves at the same time.
Yeah, it's stupid. The next ones are the new ones are basically you all ride in a cart together.
Oh, I've seen that, yeah.
It's shit.
It's really terrible. Dumb. It basically just makes everything that happens on the board irrelevant.
Okay.
And then you get, like, mini stars by winning the mini games, and the person with the most mini stars wins. So it's just, like, a literal mini game compilation.
Horrible.
Games where you can do drugs. Number seven, Lisa. Basically, if something applies to Lisa, assume that Lisa will be on. Because
yeah,
Lisa
we did a special on it. People will know it.
Yeah. Number six, Elder Scrolls. Number five, Yoshi's Island. No, no.
What?
This is some dank
shit,
ass shit, Yoshi.
I got the wrong.
Touch Fuzzy get dizzy, obviously.
Yeah, you touch Fuzzy.
Oh yeah, yeah, of course.
I thought I was reading for the wrong board. Then
yeah,
I remembered.
But no, that makes perfect sense.
You can't touch Fuzzy and get dizzy. Number four, Max Payne. Number three, Bioshock. Number two, Fallout. And number one was GTA.
I can't believe Deus Ex wasn't on there, because every time I saw drugs on the floor in Deus Ex, I just did them immediately.
Badly translated game. Number seven, Final Fantasy IV. Number six, Final Fantasy VI. FF6 is pretty good translated, I thought. I don't know.
Not the original one.
Okay. Number five, Stalker. Number four, Metal Gear on NES. Number three, Pokemon Vietnamese Crystal, which is the best one.
Yeah, I was trying to think of that one, but I couldn't remember the name. Mm. God damn it.
Number two, Zelda 2. And number one, How Are You Gentlemen? It is Zero Win.
Yeah, that's quite reasonable. I've got no arguments to make with that at all. I'm sorry, team.
It's okay.
I've let you down.
It's okay. The thing that I was going to say if I'd done it wasn't there, so...
Right, well, I'm going to take this opportunity to powder my nose.
Okay.
Can we get some pictures of your nose?
Okay, what?
What the fuck was... he said it.
Okay.
Why would he powder his nose if he doesn't want to take pictures of it? That's what I do to my nose.
I'm very confused by his statement. Okay, records. Team Animage, Animage is at 6 wins, 8 losses. Catsman, 7 wins, 6 losses. Dotsky is tied up at 1 win, 1 loss. Everdork, 2 wins, 3 losses. Oh. Lord Jamal, 2 wins, 1 loss. And Shiny is tied up at 2 wins, 2 losses.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Don't invite the guy who sent us the voicemail earlier. He'll probably thrash
all of us. He will destroy.
Oh my god, yeah. I'll be on his team.
I want to invite him, actually. Dude,
everyone
if you listen to
that,
you're invited to be on Family Feud if you want to. I want to see how much you know about video games.
Oh, the dude who voicemailed us.
We want him on Family Feuds.
Something? I don't know.
Yeah, whoever gets that guy would be cheating, though. Let's be real here.
Well everyone against him.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Also, this isn't relevant to the topic of the conversation, but my dad used to run a website about buzzards.
Nice.
It was called Buzzard Watch, and the slogan was, "It's buzzardical." People could basically, there's a world map, and people would be able to put a sticker on it if they
seen a buzzard.
If they'd seen a buzzard, yeah.
What's the difference between a vulture and a buzzard? Aren't they the same?
And a gizzard.
They're different birds.
Okay, that's answer that. Let's move on.
I don't know what you want from me.
I thought they were the same. Kind of. Okay, whatever. Whatever, forget it. Don't know anything about birds, I guess.
I don't know enough to tell you any more than that they're different birds.
I think, isn't buzzard a general over thing? I don't know. Oh, no, it's not. Never mind. I'm chatting shit. Oh, they're completely different. Yeah.
I don't know. Something about different species or different genus or whatever.
No, a buzzard is a completely different thing from a vulture.
Is it a different family?
No, it's a
is it a different kingdom?
No, it's still a bird.
Yes. it's a bacteria, actually.
Yeah, it's a lizard.
So our next segment is Thing.
News and lies.
But I poop from there. Anyway.
Not right
so
now,
I will tell you... seven news articles from since last podcast, and one of them is a lie, so you have to tell me which one is the lie. Okay.
I don't know what was so funny about the way you said live, but that was okay. Okay. Let's hear it.
The first one is Japanese arcades are now allowing patrons to worship their waifus.
Oh my god.
They have giant posters of the girls from the anime and game Love Live, and they have little prayer mats in front of each character so you can pray to them and have offerings to your favorite girl of choice. We're all huge Love Live fans here, so what idol would you give your amiibos to?
Can you imagine how much this would annoy Muslims? Just like hearing it. I think any self-respecting Muslim would actually have a rage aneurysm.
Why? Because Muhammad is shit tier compared to all the girls of Love Live?
Well, no,
because
you're not supposed to have false idols.
They're not false idols. They're real idols.
Right, true.
That's not just
false
that's
idols.
Ha
ha. If they're idol master.
That's not just
it was a pun.
Yeah, but that's not just a like Muslim thing. The false idols thing. That's a general religion. But
saying Muslims would play a dating sim where you date Muhammad.
Yes.
No, because you wouldn't be able to see
as long
Muhammad.
As you wouldn't depict him, but you would date like the implication.
Oh,
I think.
Okay, just.
The concept
of him.
Yeah, who date the concept of Muhammad.
What was this about again? Oh, yeah, worshipping anime.
About anime.
Well, to be fair, isn't Japan one of those countries where any folk religion belief basically just goes? So it's like...
Yeah,
you know.
You can kind of expect that kind of behavior from Japan because, I mean, there's people that have been marrying their waifus in Japan.
Can you marry your wife in Japan?
Bless. Yeah, that's happened.
I think that's potentially legit,
We have talked about this before in a podcast about a Japanese guy marrying his waifu.
You can go to Japan and marry Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh my god.
Can multiple people marry Sonic the Hedgehog, or is it only one? It would
be
funny if they were like, only one person can marry Sonic the Hedgehog, but, you know, it's just the first person who basically, like, gets there.
Dips on him or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sonic doesn't get a say in it.
No, well, he can't. Actually, no, Sonic the Hedgehog's on Twitter now. You'd have to ask him on Twitter. Next news.
Right. Silent Hill's still alive. It's getting another game.
That's a lie.
This is the lie.
It's getting a pachinko, isn't it?
Is it Silent Hill Sexy Pachinko?
It's just a new Silent Hill game. There's just a short trailer, or teaser, rather, for it. It's been under wraps. Don't know what platform it could be on. It's anyone's guess, really. But, you know, I think Konami... What are you fucking saying?
This is such an obvious lie that I think is actually true.
Well, the thing is, isn't it like the whole story has to be a lie?
Yeah, the whole story has to be a lie.
The fact is that they're making a pachinko. So this one can't be the lie.
Oh.
Do you know they're making a pachinko?
Yeah, they definitely are.
Okay.
So that's not the lie.
So he says, when I don't know that what platform it's on, that's the lie.
Yeah.
Because he does, and the platform is pachinko.
I just looked.
Wait, I can't play pachinko on my PS4?
Was that supposed to be the lie? And now
Now
you fucked up because it's actually true.
Next is... Resident Evil 2 remake, Resident Evil 2 Reborn got cancelled, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what the details are. They're
or
closed
not.
Cut.
Yeah, actually. Or not. Maybe not.
Details are closed cut.
Capcom's
not really saying
project?
Anything. So that, unfortunately, got shut down. Which is sad, because it looked promising and we all really wanted it, but we can't have it anymore.
Did we?
As Capcom says so.
I didn't.
I'm glad that Capcom has the integrity not to remake their games. I didn't get that one out with enough conviction.
You definitely didn't. Right.
I don't have anything to say on this topic.
I don't care about it.
I saw a YouTube video of a guy explaining how pachinko works. Does anyone here actually know how pachinko works?
I don't even know what pachinko is.
Not the one with all the little ball.
Yeah, it's basically, it's like a combination of, you know, that, what's it called? Like Bagliatelle, where you, it's sort of like pinball, only there's no flippers. And then that's combined with a roulette wheel. And then that's combined with a video game. And then everything that actually involves some amount of luck, instead of being in the physical world, is just handled by like a computer that like displays things on a screen. And all they do is make it look like
the digital world.
Yeah, all they do is make it look like something cool's going to happen, and then at the last minute some bullshit comes up and it goes away and you get nothing.
Nice.
And amazing.
Yeah, and there's just like a continuous stream of balls, and then if you win or you like get lucky, like the machine the machine like opens up and there's like a whole nother screen in there. They're like some really insane alien technology that just crash landed on Earth. It's like, it's how aliens gamble.
Indo collects pachinko machines.
Does he? Really?
Well, he's got like loads of fucking weird shit. He's got like four. Some of them are like pinball machines or something like that. I'm not really sure, but he keeps posting them on Facebook and shit.
I didn't know that.
He's definitely got a pachinko or two.
Yeah, I think he does.
Like, pachinko is all the worst aspects of everything that it takes from it.
Nice.
Anyway, that's all I have to say about that.
That was the original topic.
It was about Resident Evil, which is completely unrelated to pachinko. So.
I remembered something about pachinko.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was on the previous line.
Brain is 15 minutes behind my mouth, ever dark.
Do you guys think that Resident Evil 2 is cancelled? Remake?
It might be.
It might be.
Wait, do we have to say it now or can
we say it at the end?
I'm discussing
while we go along.
Magic black discs allow you to unlock all the amiibos a company has released. So there's this little thing, right?
Yeah.
And it houses all the amiibo images on it on one single device. Or you can download these images to your phone for free, and the little black disc costs less than 3 amiibos, and it's called Amiquo. So you don't even need to buy any amiibo and then buy amiibo again, so you have one in the box, so you can take it out. You can just buy this, and there you go. There's
and
all your amiibos.
You only have to buy one of every amiibo instead.
Then you only have to buy one of every amiibo. It cuts down your cost of living by half.
Amiibo's Mitch's entire cost of living.
And then, so that's pretty cool. Unfortunately, it ships with amiibo images already loaded on it. You naughty. You can't do that. That you'll get sued if you do that. So just release it as a normal thing. And there you go. And you won't get in trouble.
I don't exactly know how NFC tags work, but I mean, how, like, do
you
they just
load the data onto this little device, and the Wii U will be tricked into thinking that it is receiving the data from an official amiibo?
Are amiibos just like generic, like, is it just generic NFC technology in there? Because I would have assumed that Nintendo would have some kind of like copy protection.
I'm pretty sure it's generic because that's how they can open up subways.
Yeah.
Or they have a protection, and this is a lie.
Amiibos open up subways.
I didn't understand
this.
He's talking about underground, not subways. I thought he meant sandwiches, and we were going to get...
You could open subways with amiibos, but it'd be messy.
Why did it say subway, Animage? No one said subway while
I was there. Let's talk about that subway paedophile guy right now. There was a game made called Party in Jared's Trousers.
Oh my god.
What?
Anyway.
What are we talking about?
He just wanted to eat fresh cheese.
Anyway.
I found that much funnier than I should have, didn't I?
Yes.
The Pokemon World Championships we've covered before. Apparently, it's a stream of crazy people as a mass shooting was prevented at the past Pokemon World Championship.
Holy shit. Two people
made a threat that they were going to come to the event with guns and tens of thousand rounds of ammo, all because apparently they got banned from a internet forum. They arrived at the event in their car and they had their guns housed in flower boxes. The event organizers were tipped off, and the police were called, and the men were apprehended. So, fortunately, no incident happened. No people were shot, and the media didn't get to link Pokemon to violence in your children.
I think that might be a lie, actually, because I think that would have been on news like a lot.
Yeah,
people don't. People don't cover that. Oh, a shooting was prevented. They cover, oh, there was a shooting.
Yeah, they cover when a shooting happens. He's right.
No, they would cover it.
No one lies.
I don't think they would, no. I mean, I
check Cerebee every day, and I don't remember seeing anything like that. But also, I don't read stuff about the competition.
Pokemon,
so.
All the time. I don't know. I think this is a big jump from poo throwing, to be quite honest with you.
It was the same guy.
Are we making decisions here? Or do we, at the end, all make a decision?
At the
on
end,
our
we
own?
Make a decision.
As a group or on our own?
On your own.
Okay, I'm not giving you all my info then.
As a group on
what do you
own,
mean
yeah?
I'm not giving you all of my info?
I'll give you a hint. That one's true.
That's not really a hint. That's just,
yeah, it's just telling us.
Giving the answer, isn't it?
Good hint, Doug. Thanks.
Anyway. So, what's the most expensive DLC you guys can think of off the top of your head?
Trains Complete.
Yeah,
Trains Complete. Oh, that's like £2,000, isn't it?
Okay, maybe not that far. But that's like a collection of all the little pieces of DLC, isn't it? Like a single piece of DLC. One singular item in a video game. How much is the most expensive one you can think of?
I can't really think of anything too pricey.
Because we
maybe
may have a contender for
hold
the
up
highest one.
What about all of that random, like, TF2 and CSGO stuff that's worth, like, 200, 300 quid? Like,
but
really?
It's not really
DLC, though, is it? It's people
items
trading it between themselves.
Maybe it's not really that expensive, but the DLC in Europa Universal is quite pricey, and there's lots of it.
Okay, Mitch, go on.
Right. So, Galgun Double Piece is launching with a few copies of DLC. There's one item of DLC which allows you to reduce breast size of all the girls there. There's another DLC that increases the breast size. There's also a bit of DLC which gives you an item that allows you to see her through the girls' clothes. And that is priced at 10,000 yen. Also $80.
Jesus.
Oh my god. Oh
how much
god
would you guys... I think that's a fair price. How would you guys be willing to
pay? I have a question. Is it cost the same to make the boobs bigger and smaller?
And they're like a couple dollars each.
Is it one use only, or do you use it like multiple times?
I'm pretty sure it's an item that just stays on.
Is there a hard limit on it?
No.
Do you have to like...
You just buy it
if
once.
If you buy it 100 times... Okay, fine.
It's an upgrade
right
you buy from the shop.
I was going to say, if you buy it, like, if you buy the small one 10,000 times, would there be, like, black holes in their chests or something? Obviously, that's not correct. Oh, well.
Well, there are problems where people buy, like, both of them, and then they just get normal-sized girls.
That's unconfirmed yet. We'll never know what will happen. Maybe it will cause a paradox of where one tit is bigger than the other. We'll never know.
That's not really a paradox. That's like everyone with boobs. But
I was under the impression that Japanese people liked paying for things that nobody else on Earth would pay for.
Like what?
Like pachinko?
Like, I thought that... Yeah, like pachinko, exactly.
I don't know.
This is such a Mitch segment, though. It's the exact kind of thing he'd bring up.
Finally, GameStop employee has been arrested after attempting to sell crack cocaine within the cases of used games. What would happen was the buyer of the crack cocaine would come in, pick up a copy of Stranglehold specifically, hand it to this specific employee, and then that employee would put crack cocaine within that game case. And he was doing this for about 2 months before he was caught by his manager, and he was arrested. And they're trying to use the receipts of the people who bought Stranglehold in order to find the other crack cocaine holders.
I love it.
That's pretty clever.
That's hilarious. Like the police call up, like, so, did you buy Stranglehold? Like, yes, you're under arrest.
I think that might be true. That sounds really feasible.
Yeah, I think that's true.
They take the drug dogs into the guy's house, and they hold up a copy of Stranglehold to the dog, like, here, find this.
And that's Christ. All my news. I just have one game for localization. It's Galgun 2 Double Peace.
Oh my god.
That's the one you just said, isn't it?
Yeah.
Does that game have a genre, or is it just boobs?
It's a rail shooter.
Is it now? Huh.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's a choose-your-own-adventure rail shooter.
So it's a visual novel rail shooter.
No.
Yeah.
What's the lie?
What was... So what were the
Are we
going
to go in order or something?
You want me to read them off again?
Can you just summarize all of them for me?
Right, first one, Japanese arcades now allowing fans to worship their waifus.
That's true.
Silent Hill, new game, Silent Hill. Resident Evil 2, Reborn cancelled. Little magic discs that hold your amiibos instead of you having to buy them. Mass shooting prevented at the World Championships of Pokemon. Galgun Double Piece DLC costs $80, and GameStop employee using stranglehold cases to sell crack cocaine.
Okay. I think it's discs or Pokemon.
I think it's Amiibo or the Resident Evil thing.
Yeah, I think it might be Resident Evil.
Dots say the Pokemon thing is true.
Yeah.
I believe Dots.
I'm on the shooting thing.
I'm going to go with Resident Evil.
Yeah, same. I think
the internet would have exploded. Like, oh no, I wanted Resident Evil 2. And I wouldn't have heard of it.
I think it's Resident Evil 2.
I think the lies that they're all lies. Yeah, every single one is a lie.
That'd be too much work.
You guys always think there's a meta lie of some kind. There never is one.
Yeah, but we accept that there won't be one, there'll be one.
I'm kind of still stuck on the concept that Mitch might have intended the Silent Hill one to be the lie, but then it was actually true, but he just didn't know.
I don't know. I still think it's the shooting one.
I think it's...
But Dots says it's true, Everdark. Don't you trust Dots?
No.
Okay.
So what do you think, Ramo?
Either Resident Evil or Amiibo. The Amiibo thing seems ridiculous, and Resident Evil, I would have heard of it. I think.
Come on, Mitch, reveal it.
The lie was... that GameStop employee was using stranglehold cases to smuggle crack cocaine.
But it seemed so real.
No,
I was hoping it to be true. I was hoping it was real.
That's actually the second GameStop lie we've had. the thing is, I heard the word GameStop, I was like, there's been a previous GameStop lie. But I thought, no, he won't do two GameStop lies in a row. I just accepted it as true.
That was a really good lie.
GameStop's such a shit place.
Good, you're a good liar, Mitch.
Surprise! Who knew?
Too good. So, Mitch, on off-topic note, has anyone found out who your waifu is besides me?
I mean, Ramon knows. What do you mean, besides?
I know.
I know also. Cool. You don't.
Yes, I do. I can whisper it to you in Steam.
Yeah, whisper it to me then.
You should whisper it to me in Steam,
and I'll confirm.
No,
whisper it in his ear.
I need to change my name to Animitch immediately.
Just send it to me in Steam.
Whisper it into his mouth.
Use the whisper function.
Well, what do you think?
I don't see how... Who's that from?
Fuck, see, I forgot the show's name. Hold on.
Even if it was the correct waifu, he wouldn't say. We're at an impasse here.
I'll show it to Ramar soon. I just gotta remember the anime.
Can I have a link that says that there was really an attempted mass shooting at a Pokemon thing? Because I honestly thought that one was going to be the lie.
Yeah, me too.
Send it to me, Everdark. I'll confirm it to you. I don't trust anime.
Oh, no. There you go. That's Galgun.
Sorry, my bad.
Well, now I'm reading this whole article.
My bad.
Here you go.
You pay $80 and you're allowed to see some relatively modest underwear. That's like, what?
Well, you don't even see through the underwear. What's the point?
I don't think you're allowed to in Japan. I think it's illegal.
Oh, right. Useless.
I think if you make them wear swimsuits, you can kind of see through those, but I don't know. I don't know how they're going to handle that.
Who cares?
$80 for that?
No, Everdark. You're wrong.
I bet no, but Japanese people love paying $80 for stuff like that. I bet it'll be a hit.
They love spending money.
Yeah. They like buying things legitimately with money that they earned working hard. It's fucking ridiculous.
What fools.
What would sell even better if Galgun was a pachinko machine? It probably would, actually.
Honestly... I think that the next game I make, I wanted to make at one point a medieval themed city state defense idle game with gambling elements that was like Well, that's the best way I can explain it. I gave up in the end because it was too hard, but if I ever go back to it, I'll make that, and I'll make the gambling like a pachinko machine.
Yeah, I was just thinking about trying to get into the pachinko market.
You can gamble away like your city's resources when there's a war on. I think that would be a good game.
So what's next, Catsman?
What is next, indeed? That is the question. What do we normally have at this point? I've completely forgotten.
Fan fiction, or is that no longer a thing?
I haven't recorded another fan fiction, so... Yeah. Oh, we have Kickstarter Watch sometimes.
Kickstarter Watch?
Yeah, Kickstarter Watch.
Kickstarter Watch! Let's get... No, here we go! Here's the first Kickstarter
I actually had another Kickstarter as well. Let me find mine.
So, while he does that, here's the first one. Whoops. Oh, it goes to a 404.
Oh, no.
No, that's just because you put a comma on it. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
You fool!
Woke to an idea.
This man is asking for $8,000 for something.
It's not a man, it's a woman.
He doesn't tell you what it is.
What the fuck?
He just says this is a great game app, and that's it. The rest is just him rambling about him praying.
It's actually designed and ready for development. This great game app idea came strong to me after waking up two different times.
I can't wake up.
Is it IT's designed, or is it its designed?
I think IT.
It would rank right up there with cookie clickers.
The plural.
In the FAQ, what is this app idea? Good question!
Success of this app is dependent upon the uniqueness of this app. I know it is much to ask to keep this idea in the dark. Everyone thinks that they've got the world's best app idea. I'm so sick of people who think they've got the best app idea. You don't have the best app idea.
I don't care if
you have the best app idea. I'll care if they have the best app.
This is, by the way, her name is Julie Kidwell.
I like the cover on his bed, though. It's really nice.
What does that mean?
Purple.
Her name is Julie Kidwell.
There are some flowers.
That means it's a girl.
It's a woman. It's like this old woman who's done this.
What?
Yeah, it's a lady. It's not a gent.
So?
I'm just pointing out.
You just introduced it as this guy.
Yeah.
I used guy as both male and female.
No, I was just pointing it out. It's not a big deal.
Julie Kidwell says, first off, I don't like to talk about myself, so here I am. Born and raised in Inn.
In India. That's not what it
says. What's the game idea? I'm not sure there's any mentions about it here.
No, there's none.
It's a good idea. It doesn't even say it's a game, does it? It's a great idea.
Born and raised in India, just like Corey.
No, it's both an app and a game.
Okay, nice.
7.5 grandkids, Jesus.
Oh, I found the one that I wanted to post. Okay. I love this. Eco Airplane Tribrid concept by Darren Hand, combining the best of gasoline, electric, and wind power to create a new tribrid airplane around the world on one tank of gas. Basically, this guy has designed in MS Paint an airplane that runs off three fuel sources at once and apparently uses little to no fuel. Instead of jet engines, it has two tiny propellers made in MS Paint.
It uses little to no fuel except three fuel sources.
It uses three different fuel sources, including wind power. It says the wind generates energy in order to recharge the plane's batteries the flight.
That's a good idea, though, because imagine if you stuck wind turbines on the airplane. It would fly itself.
Oh, my God.
It's like an infinite source of energy. This guy discovered
this is exactly
infinity.
How energy works. This is exactly how it works. You're right.
Hey, I said electrical engineering.
Oh,
I can confirm this is true.
Now all we need is like a boat that uses hydroelectric powers.
Oh,
we can just go wherever we want.
Infinite energy. How does it work?
Jesus
Christ. Contra-rotating propellers can reach speeds of 0.7 Mach.
I actually invented an infinite energy source when I was a kid.
Oh, please.
What was it?
Right, so imagine a huge tower, right? And it has water drops from the top and it goes down in like slants. So, you know what I'm talking about?
No, slants, okay. I don't.
Like, you know, troughs?
Yeah.
It will go down a trough and then stop and then it will go down another trough, like straight lines of troughs going downwards, like that. and there would be as many turbine generators on this little trail of water as possible, right? And then at the bottom, there'd be a receptacle to hold all the water, and then it would use the power from the turbines to pump the water back up to the top. And I'm pretty sure there would still be energy left over to power some other stuff.
Great plan.
Why not, Mitch, why not just drop all the water at once?
Because that wouldn't generate any energy.
But that's what they do when they, you know, when they have like Dinorwig in Wales and stuff, when they hold all the water in a reservoir, like really high up, and then they, then when they need more energy, they drop it down. Like, they just have one big turbine. They don't have lots of little, like, no, water wheels.
I'm pretty sure lots of turbines are better than one big turbine.
What do you guys think to this idea?
If I draw you a picture.
Yeah,
I
think it's in MS Paint, please.
Obviously.
What else?
I think it's a good idea.
I think it's infallible.
Stop it. You're an engineer.
I like that they did the concept art on a backdrop of the sky as well. That's a nice touch, I think.
It makes it seem more realistic.
Exactly.
Than it already is, which is difficult, obviously.
I was disappointed their WordPress doesn't have much on it.
What is a flex fuel?
Flex fuel?
It says flex fuels.
I don't know what...
Well, you're an engineer, you should know what these people have said. They say it can run off flex fuels. God, you don't know anything.
Flexible fuel? I don't know. More than one fuel?
Rubbery fuels. Still waiting on this MS Paint picture, but I just realized that Animich is a... He's one of these master painters that spends 30 years on one picture. Whatever. Anyway, I should just point out, by the way, that like all shit Kickstarters, this one, none of the pledge like rewards are the actual thing. Just get, for $20, you get a listing on the website. For $50, you get a thank you certificate. And for $100, you get a t-shirt.
T-shirt's pretty good.
For $100?
Yeah, bargain.
What would you pay $100 for on a t-shirt?
The concept art of this plane.
I wouldn't pay
for
it.
Yeah, no, it's a concept design t-shirt. Yeah. Fucking amazing.
What do you mean a concept design t-shirt?
I guess it means it's got the concept art on the t-shirt. Like,
if only t-shirts were that easy.
That split of the three powers that it uses. On a t-shirt.
It's the pie chart with, what is it, like Lucidia handwriting or whatever it is on it.
Yeah.
The research department in my company holds weekly talks on things that the researchers have been doing, and sometimes it's like, sometimes it's really like normal stuff, and other times it's like, oh, well, we've designed an LED that's designed to confuse moths by coming on and making the moth not sure what direction is up. And
that would just annoy people as well.
And then they explode.
Yeah. Like, next week I'll go there and it'll be like, the eco airplane, tri-bridge concept. I just know it.
I like this artwork.
Yeah.
It makes sense now.
Wouldn't it work better to have it in a spiral? Then
it
you're
is
using...
in a spiral. I can't draw spirals in 2D.
Okay, so it is in like a... Because I was going to say, with a spiral, you're using the third dimension as well, and that makes it longer. Ideally, you would want a spiral like the circumference of the Earth, but obviously that's not always possible.
It's unrealistic, I think.
Yeah. So the orange bit is the battery, I take it?
Yeah.
That's great art.
How about, instead of pumping it, you could save fuel... by employing a little man to do it with buckets.
But he'll eventually die.
Yeah, but when he dies, he'll biodegrade and then become part of the Earth, and that's eco-friendly.
Yes. Good.
There's a guy who wants $1 million so that he can write a book about how he made $1 million.
But he that's already made $1 million. Why does he need him?
No. The $1 million is... His Kickstarter is for $1 million, and then his book will be about how he made $1 million. But he'll have made $1 million via the Kickstarter.
But he's asking for 1,120,000 euros.
Yeah, but that's whatever he thinks $1 million is, isn't it?
But the euro is stronger than the US dollar.
Look, okay, there's administration costs involved is writing a book about how you made $1 million. I think he says in the description he might have to hire a ghostwriter. So that would be, you know, some amount of money out of it.
Oh.
So he's not even going to write the book?
No. Well, if you had $1 million, would you bother writing a book? It's be real here.
Oh, shit.
I wouldn't. You think, like, celebrities, they bother writing their own books? Like, footballers. Footballers write books. You'd know that if you ever went into W.H. Smith.
They don't write them, though.
No.
Not sure they even know how to read them.
Exactly. Well,
that's pretty presumptuous.
This book will be the first of a series of books. The following book should be named The Second Million. From the first to the second million. 50 millions. Yeah, I'm a multimillionaire. Half a billion. The hard way to become a billionaire. The billion dream. It's easy to become a billionaire. My 20 billions life. Fuck, 15 people are richer than me. 50 billions. Now it's time to buy the world.
It reminds me of that David Firth cartoon where those two guys buy the year like 2007 or something, and then they start inserting adverts into the year 2007. I imagine that's what you'd do if you like bought the world. You'd make it into a big advert. That's how you'd get a return on that.
Could I use a giant laser to put an advertisement on the moon?
Yes.
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 I think you should do it.
Yeah, do it. What would it say?
It's going to have the brows, isn't it?
Yes! Oh my god.
The fucking logo.
Animate moon.
The moon will be Annie Moon.
The anime man on the moon.
Annie Moon.
You'd need a very, very powerful, very, very straight, what is it called? Coherent laser.
Lasers are always straight.
Well, I mean like a really powerful laser that will burn the surface of the moon.
That will burn the... What will you do with it once you've burnt the moon?
Nothing. I've burnt the moon and made my advertisement.
I don't believe you.
I guess I'll try and melt the sea.
Sell it to the US government.
The sea's already melted.
It's already liquid.
No, but if I turn the sea into glass, I can then make a land bridge and then charge people.
Wait, what? If you turn the sea into glass,
I
that's
think
how they
in,
make glass.
We're in Cat's Cradle again. God damn it. I'd just like to point out that on the second million, he says that it's from the first to the second million, but at 50 millions, the book's called Yeah, I'm a Multimillionaire. But if he had 2 million, he'd be a multimillionaire.
I don't know, because that's only 2. That's not like...
Who is a multimillionaire? You have multiple millions, that's... Oh,
I guess so.
Yeah, but you wouldn't brag about being a multimillionaire and they go, oh, how many million? You go, 2.
And I think you're a multimillionaire if you have 2. You're a double millionaire.
Yeah.
Double millionaire.
Double millionaire. Triple millionaire. Monster millionaire.
Monster millionaire. There we go, that's Notch. Oh, he's a monster millionaire. Nobody loves him.
Please don't bully.
What if he listens to the podcast?
Yeah, he might be really upset.
You're upset him.
If you're listening... If you're listening to the podcast, why didn't you respond to that one email I sent you in like 2010 when I was one of the only people fucking playing Minecraft?
Well, maybe if he was streaming Minecraft, he would have come to your chat when you were streaming it like he did with mine, huh? Ooh.
Hey, Notch, if you want to fund my laser beam,
that would
I'll
be his
be happy.
That would be
yeah,
his
that,
one
I think,
act of
that will make him feel happy again, I think. You do it.
I'll let you put your advertisement that you want on the other side of the moon.
That no one ever sees.
I love it on the other side.
Aliens
what would
see it.
What
here's what
have.
You should do. No, here's what you should do. You should do the laser like all the way through the moon, so that
it's backwards on the other side.
So that when the light shines through it, aliens can see it from the other side.
I don't know. I heard you can get arrested for blinding alien pilots with lasers in their
just,
spaceships.
No, just
there's no
then.
Police for that. You're fine.
There's no. No space.
No one's ever going to catch you.
They'll catch me. I know they will.
That's what they said. That's what they said about the time I stole one of those bananas from the pick-a-mix thing.
There's still an ice cream man that you owe £1.30 to in Nuneaton.
There?
Yes, there is.
Oh, shit.
You that... outlaw. My final Kickstarter was unfortunately unsuccessful, but... It's a billboard with one of those funny internet jokes on it. I forget what they're called.
It's Fredo the Frog.
I liked Everdark's one as well. That's good. Oh my god.
We are who we are, but whatever we want to be, that's a good sales pitch, isn't it? A way of living. This is an amazing sales pitch on this
I'm
guy.
I'm watching the video.
The video isn't that bad, I think.
So far,
I just like the... all the text he has made. I mean, I have no idea what he's trying to say.
The video is like a picture of his face that it's just slowly zooming out from, and then it gets a certain distance away, and then it zooms out again. It's the most frustrating thing to watch. Stop it! Now it's another picture of like an old lady. Oh,
this is so fucking weird.
Oh, is this his song or?
I think so. I expect it is.
Yeah, I think it is.
I have no idea. It's a really confusing Kickstarter, I think.
Wait. This one has a limit of 5 for Pledge of 25, and then a limit of 3 for another Pledge of 25. But like that doesn't sum up to 3,000.
Oh god, it's another one of those. Oh god. Oh god, why?
Risks and challenges. Drive, love, hate. And regardless of the blog, it's and last of them all, donation. What?
He's speaking
in tongues.
I love
that everything is in caps lock.
I'm not sure I get it.
The name of this is We Are Who We Are, But Whatever We Want To Be. The tagline is A Way of Living. It's some kind of weird rap music thing with JPEGs on top of it. And I will read out for the benefit of our listeners what he said. Our mission is to close the gap between what's impossible to everything being possible. First off, that's not a good idea. Everything being possible would make the world into chaos. Second,
impossible is nothing.
And
you should
to bring
shout everything because it's in caps.
And to bring it's because my housemate isn't in. That's why I'm doing it. And to bring the older and youth together, so as one, we can enjoy the best of both worlds. Also, to be a good server. Ooh, I like servers. On bringing great quality service to supply your wants and needs that your heart truly desires. We are a machine that bring enlightenment to the music industry. The nation is our brand, and thank you. I'm going to leave you with our famous quote. We are who we are, but whatever we want to be.
The nation is our brand, and thank you.
That's really inspiring. I feel inspired. Do you guys feel inspired?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think we can do impossible.
Really inspired. I'll
now do the logo, which is bringing 3 fingers up to my weirdly misshapen lips.
It's tight, yo.
This is where we do the impossible and actually have a good podcast.
No.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
No.
I'm pretty sure we had one once.
When? Can you explain this to me?
Lisa episode.
2014? Maybe not.
Young men discussing Lisa. Not. And Mother Free. Those were good.
When we actually talk about video games, you mean?
Yeah. Our book club specials are our best episodes, I think, like, honestly.
Please visit mrkeezes.wix.com/mrkeith100.
I am a Kickstarter.
What, an Animich Kickstarter?
Do you guys want to become dank memers such as myself?
I already am a dank memer.
But you can become a much more dank
memer. A bleeding edge
with
meme,
the meme
creation
deck.
App minus the app.
Then what is it?
Watch the video and you'll see.
Let's launch the next generation of meme creation by taking a huge step backwards in technology. Nice.
So he invented plastic, basically. He invented see-through plastic, which you then write on, and then you take a picture of your subject with this little bit of plastic in between the subject and the camera, and there's your instant meme.
Insta meme.
Ready to send to Happy Man forever.
Don't send this to me.
Send Happy your memes.
I'm very tired.
What's the shirtless guy in the picture?
I think this is a really good idea. Meme decks, oh my god.
It ships to all the United States, so fuck you guys.
No, but we can still send you our pictures of our memes.
Except you can, because you're not in the US.
I'll send it to Baron, and then he'll bring it to me next time he visits.
No.
You can bring the memes to the meetup.
The thing is, he's talking about how great it is to use real memes, but then in his video he uses CG meme captions. So, you gotta practice what you preach, you know. If you think memes are better when they're live action and not CG, then actually use live action memes.
The meme decks are still in development.
Live action memes.
There's been a lot of accidents, so they're not fully ready for
a lot of
outside testing.
kind of accidents are we talking
about?
Awesome,
it's awesome in old, like fantasy movies when they use the animatronic memes. Now it's all CG memes. It's not as good.
Hey, I like stop motion memes personally.
I miss the puppet.
What about claymation memes?
Yeah, claymation memes. That's, you're gonna make me remember like Smart or something. And
oh,
anyone else here remember Smart? Yep. Or is it just me?
Yeah, I do. Art Attack was better.
I had the Art Attack CD-ROM on computer that let you make your own. It didn't let you make art, but it let you make your own movies by like dragging a character across the screen. It was basically the best thing.
Yes, I had that.
I played video games with the host of Art Attack.
Did one of them not kill himself?
This is Mitch's claim to fame.
Not Art Attack on Smart.
On Smart? What, you mean the little clay men?
No, there's a man who killed
the
himself.
The host did kill himself.
Yeah, the host killed himself.
Suppressed.
Yeah, wow,
I
really
had
sad.
No idea. That's really sad.
Yeah, I just
Mitch, maybe if you talked to him instead of the Art Attack guy.
I'd have killed myself too.
Okay.
Wow.
Is the Art Attack guy really talented at art in real life? Or is he just like a...
he's super good.
You know.
That's why he's a children's presenter.
So wait, Mitch's friend and the guy that killed himself are two different people.
No.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, Animich, when is the next Eggman fanfiction coming out?
I don't know.
The one I gave my voice to.
Your voice.
The one I spent lots of time making it, you know?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
A lot
of
effort.
I'm having writer's block at the moment.
But you're not the one writing it, Mitch.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Oh, I see.
Very clever, very clever.
Once I figure that out, I'll be sure to continue.
Good, because, you know, I'm also having writer's block on Harry Potter Becomes a Communist, even though I'm not the one who wrote that.
Wait, okay, I was going to ask if you were the one writing that.
No, I'm not.
Sadly.
Anyway, this, we're killing ourselves right now. Let's move on.
Yeah, next thing.
Next thing, tippity-top, tip-top video picks.
Yeah.
Right, so... the month of September, the tippity-top video picks are... get ready, ladies and gentlemen. FIFA 16.
Oh, shit.
Super Mario Maker. Skylanders Superchargers. Metal Gear Solid 5. And Project Mirai DX Hatsune Miku. I'll post them in chat. You guys tell me what order... the top three tippity-top games for this September will be.
The easiest one yet.
Which is
three. Oh my god, I'm the winner.
You choose your top three. And okay. I will tell you the tippity-top games of June.
Wait, is this one we have to do it in private?
Yeah, just whisper to Animich. Top three.
You have to click Animich's name and then press whisper. Don't make the mistake of thinking you're whispering to him when you aren't, because otherwise I will copy your answer verbatim.
Oh dear!
No,
fuck!
Fucking idiot!
God damn it!
I will now copy Everdark's answer verbatim.
Why? It's a terrible answer.
My fucking mumble is in Japanese, I can't help it, man.
Why?
You weeb!
How the fuck I play Yumineko with fucking English?
I don't know, you tell me!
Just set it on Steam.
Fine.
Christ.
Mumble's in Japanese.
But did anyone here not have Metal Gear Solid 5, FIFA, and Skylanders?
That was mine too, as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ramal was the smart one, and he put FIFA first, because he's fucking smart.
You think FIFA's going to go
are
more?
A thing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how popular games are, so
the thing
I
is,
put it second.
FIFA is insanely popular, but it's only popular in Europe, whereas Metal Gear Solid is popular everywhere.
No.
It's popular everywhere in the world apart from America.
No, it's not popular in Asia, which is also the other place that games sell.
So, the games of June, were... number one was Batman Arkham City, then it was Lego Jurassic World, and then it was JSTOR Victory Versus Plus. And...
oh.
The cats got that dead on.
What did I
Happy get? Got that dead on.
Yes!
Wow.
Moogle got that dead on. And I got wrong.
That's crazy. I didn't think any of us would win any of these, let alone this one.
Congratulations.
I feel like I learned a lot about video games. Oops.
And so that means that
Cat's
Happy and Moogle are all tied with 3 points.
Yeah.
I have 2 points, and Fishheads and Shiny have 1 point.
Nice.
I have a pity half a point.
I'll give you -2.
Can I have a half a point?
You get -10.
Wow.
Oh, shit. He has a grudge against you.
That's not fair.
Because you know his waifu.
No, I don't.
Oh, wait,
Rama told
psychology.
Me it's not his waifu.
So you've corroborated it with waifu. Okay. Well, maybe Ramal doesn't know it either.
Oh, I do know.
What if it's a husbando instead?
That's a tippity-top picks.
Do we have a conundrum?
We have that one, yeah.
Yeah, go
good.
On. What is it?
Well, someone sent us one in the chat, didn't they?
Yeah, but I didn't see it. What is it?
I don't know. I'm trying to find it. I was told I wasn't allowed to have it at the start, so now I have to have it here.
Doesn't mean you have to close it.
Yeah, but you know what I'm like. I always have like 1,000 tabs open. Okay. Here is what he says. It's anonymous, by the way. There is a special place in my here for games that take place entirely in one location. Throughout these games...
Here.
That location feels like it takes on a character of its own and it even becomes synonymous with the game itself. I can't explain why, but I always feel kind of melancholic at the end of these games. So the conundrum is, what are some of your favorite examples of a game that takes place in a single location and why? And what about them do you think is so special? By location, I assume he means like anything inside the scope of like building or maybe like town. Maybe, I'm not sure. I don't know. Most video games, I guess, involve a lot of traveling, don't they?
I know, first... I was going to say Silent Hill. I was like, I think...
Silent
Hill's a good one because it takes place in the same location throughout the whole...
Aren't there Silent
Evil
Hill games that aren't in Silent Hill?
But those don't count as Silent Hill games.
Also, there's tons of Resident Evil games that... I guess the first Resident Evil, yeah.
The first one takes place in Raccoon City, and so does 2 and 3.
Well,
in
the
3,
first
you
one...
go back to the police station.
What about Chocobo Dungeon 2?
I'm not sure if that's what this guy had in mind when he asked
but
the question.
But you're always in one dungeon.
Well, I think what he has in mind is like Ico or something like that.
I don't know.
Or it's all the big
guys. Is there a 12 Angry Men video game? Because if so, my pick would be that.
Oh,
fucking,
that
what a fucking,
fucking
love
movie.
12 Angry
yes,
Men.
Yes, it's great.
In the Yakuza series of video games, you are always in the town of Kamurocho. And as the game progresses, like, different things will happen, you'll go to the same locations, and, like, construction that's, like, construction projects that are in the first game get completed in games later on.
So, oh, man, I love that. I love that. I really like in games when there's a location that kind of changes over time. Like, whenever you go back to it, there's some new thing going on, or, you know, yes, there's events happening. Or even games that, like, focus on the changing of one location over a long period of time. Like, we had a whole 3 podcasts about Mother 3, but Mother 3 definitely does that.
I really enjoy games that have your character or you have a base in it. Like, take, for example, Suikoden 2 or 1, where you get a castle for yourself. And as the game goes along, your army and your castle improves and you get more people, more events, more mini-games in it and stuff like that. I really love it in games.
I love having a comfy home base. I
yeah,
love
it's
it.
So it's so great.
I thought every Suikoden had that.
I didn't hear what you said. So.
Metal Gear Solid 5 is going to have a home base.
Oh yeah, okay. It's going to build your oil platform and stuff.
Is it going to be comfy though?
Oil platforms are never comfy, are they?
Yeah,
if you feel like the big shell, then maybe.
Big shell wasn't very comfy either. There were seagulls shitting everywhere. Those greasy-ass fucking little bugs everywhere.
Fuck yeah. But in Metal Gear Solid 5, there's going to be like a little zoo on it as well where you put all your animals. That might be comfy.
In the Souls series... as you progress through the game and events change, so does the cows in Bloodborne. After you do a specific event, like, shit hits the fan real hard and there's monsters
really
everywhere. There weren't any. The moon turns blood red everywhere. It's creepy.
I'm trying to think of the smallness of areas. What about mountain? Yeah, mountain takes place entirely near one mountain. I pick that. Tree Simulator 2013 Tree Loaded.
Okay.
It was a failed project that tried to cash in on the success of simulator games, but you played as a tree and you couldn't move, so you just spent the whole game in one location being a tree. There, I got it.
What about that one that you're an old lady in a cemetery and just sit down and die?
I forgot
the name of that one.
Me and Dodds and Doyer actually played The Path on stream, which is another game made by the same people.
Pretty sure we played for it multiple times.
We might have forgotten we played through The Path once and played it again, or maybe that's just our terrible memories.
I think it might have been me and you played like through it as one of the characters, and we were like, we should play this when Doyer's here, and then we made him.
Yeah, maybe. The Path is a fantastic video game.
Is it?
But I feel bad for Tales of Tales, because everyone else got rich by making like shit indie games that were supposed to have big ideas, but for some reason it didn't work with them, even though they did the same thing as everyone else.
Now they've gone defunct.
Yeah,
there's plenty of other developers that have gone defunct trying to do this sort of stuff. They just don't really publicize it because they thought, what did we expect? Get rich quick scams.
I don't think anything can be a get-rich-quick scheme if you live in California.
California.
No, I didn't even
California.
Say it this time.
California.
You're doing it to me. You're doing it to me.
California.
What about hub worlds? Like,
it doesn't sound right to hear anyone else in Catman say California.
Mario 64 is my bet. Is my?
Yes.
Does that count? I like that you have the whole like thing in that one castle.
Oh, in Super Mario World, you go to one of the crashed airships from Mario 3.
What? I don't remember that. Oh,
yeah. I didn't remember that either.
Oh,
in the
ocean. Oh, yeah. That's awesome. I don't remember that.
Mario 3 was a play. How did they actually crash?
They got rid of the prop.
Just
so what you're saying
prop
is they're
the
illegally
ocean.
dumping it in the ocean.
To be fair, the Mushroom Kingdom is not a very eco-friendly place. Like, there's guns that just shoot bullets that go everywhere.
Eternally, forever.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I guess
like
other than that,
guy walking everywhere.
No,
it's
but
a crazy place.
Actually, mushrooms are really eco-friendly, aren't they?
Yeah, but their sewer system doesn't work.
But sewage is eco-friendly.
No, you don't see anyone defecate.
Yeah, I don't think people defecate. Yeah,
I don't think anyone
demons.
Was born with arseholes in
like,
the Mario.
No,
world.
Mario, Princess Peach, Luigi. Mm. What other humans
you don't,
are there?
I haven't seen them defecate.
Fuck off, you know what I mean? Like, there's
I mean,
humans
I don't
though.
Know what
mushrooms,
doujins you've read happy.
Mushrooms don't fucking poop, obviously. Or maybe they do, I don't know, I'm not very good at biology. They spore. Yeah.
Is that the same thing? I don't think it is.
You shit out your children, you shit out your spores.
You don't shit out your children.
You shit yes, while sir? You shit out your children. And your arsehole rips. And do babies float?
Yes.
Have you tried throwing a baby in the pool to see if it floats?
If you get a newborn baby and throw it in a swimming pool, it will swim instantly because it knows how to, instinctively.
Just
but
to any new parents who are listening to this and attempted to try this with their newborns, please don't. He's lying.
No, actually, he's not lying, but I wouldn't risk it either.
Hold up. Can newborns swim?
Newborn babies also have the knowledge of flight, but if you don't throw them off the roof of your house within an hour of birth, then they'll forget.
Babies instinctively hold their breath underwater and...
They won't swim back up instinctively. They'll just drown if you let them long enough down there.
But babies float.
Catman's conundrum, do babies float?
Shit. Babies float?
See?
No, but like, so I knew fine. Babies float. I didn't think they swam.
See?
Babies
really?
Can't even control themselves properly. How the fuck do they swim?
They've been swimming for 9 straight months. That's the only thing they know how to do.
They should have that in the Olympics.
How useful that is from an evolutionary standpoint.
Well, but maybe back in the olden days, you know, prospective mothers would just squat and have their babies into the river.
There's a type of goose, it's called the barnacle goose, and it will lay its eggs on top of the highest pillar and in order to save their children from predators as they're being hatched. But they feed on grass, and the grass is like something 50 feet below. And so after 2 days, the chicks have to jump off, and they still can't fly, so they just have to try and smash themselves off the rocks to break their fall. I think their survival rate is 3 out of 5. Will survive.
That's pretty good, all things considered.
At the Fourth Council of the Lateran in 2015, Pope Innocent III explicitly prohibited the eating of these geese during Lent, arguing that despite their unusual reproduction, they lived and fed like ducks, so they were the same nature as other birds.
Pope Innocent.
Hey, there are a whole series of popes called Pope Innocent.
That's a nice name.
Maybe sounds like, they got something to hide.
Where we got the word innocent from. I don't know. Or maybe not. Hold up. Let me look it up. Damn it. Where's Mao? We need Mao.
Or the word.
He could tell
me. Give him a goal.
I took him for granted. Took him for granted. Okay, it doesn't say whether the word innocent came from him or not. Oh well. What was the point of all this again? It was geese and then... What was it before geese? Infant swimming. Infant swimming.
And
what was it before
infant
swimming?
We were talking about bases in
geese. Yes.
What's the best game that takes place all in one location? That was it. I remember.
And we couldn't really find one, but we stretched some answers out.
Silent Hill 2.
I want to think of a one room. I got to think of a one room game.
Oh, one of those fucking flash escape the room games. That's what.
Dogs 2 by PF Magic.
Don't shit your pants.
PF Magic stands.
Fucking Papers, Please.
Huh.
Yeah, Papers, Please.
It's a good answer.
You literally just stay in one room. Yeah. All the time, pretty much. So.
Well.
Or any MOBA.
Oh yeah, because they only have one map, don't they?
Yeah.
What they do? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like,
if they have different maps, a different game type, a game mode, I mean. So.
I don't know. I think most MOBAs only have one map.
Yeah.
I don't know
like,
where
for the main
resources
game is just
for
one map.
Developing MOBAs go. I think it's into making DLC characters.
Yeah, it's making DLC characters and like hats and shit, skins, whatever.
Obviously, Five Nights at Freddy's fits into this category.
I forgot about that.
You say it like,
I don't want to talk about Five Nights at Freddy's.
I don't even hate Five Nights at Freddy's. I bought the first one on Desura before it was popular. Just so you know. Thought I'd have to say that there. Also,
I think you have to stream now. Just
now
to
that I think
more
about
people
it.
In GLA.
No, I hate that game.
The Desolate, Hope, which is the game the guy made before Five Nights at Freddy's, which is actually good. It's like a mix between a platformer and an RPG and a top down Zelda like and like a timed like resource management game where you wander around an abandoned spacecraft.
That sounds confusing as fuck.
It's an insane game, but you play as a sentient coffee machine, so whatever. Anyway, that game takes place entirely on one spaceship, and everything that's not on that spaceship is a simulation, and there are actually simulations inside those simulations. So, yeah, that technically counts, I think. That's my answer.
I guess the first Castlevania counts.
The first Castlevania.
Isn't it all inside the castle?
Yeah, it's all the castle. Yeah, it's called Castlevania. Can I take the piss and say a chess game? Battle chess. That all takes place.
Shufflepuff Cafe.
I was going to say DEFCON.
Oh, yeah, DEFCON. Well, doesn't that technically take place across the entire world?
No, you sit in your little command room looking at a screen.
It's one word.
Looking at the screen from War Games, exactly.
Yes.
Kind of like how they do it in Metal Gear Solid 2. It's the whole game inside the fucking big shell.
Big shell, yeah.
Then you suddenly go out of it for a while and it just feels kind of refreshing.
And everything gets completely fucked up too. Right when you go out of it. It's awesome game. Okay.
I forgot how this podcast always led to like talking about how great Metal Gear is.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It hasn't in a while, actually.
No.
But that's because it normally ended in talking about Mao.
Oh.
That we didn't really talk about the Kodono that much, but whatever.
I think that's everything, you know. I think that's the whole agenda.
No fan fiction.
No fan fiction today.
What a shame.
Sorry. Well, it's hard to record it properly, and I've completely forgotten how to do Ron's voice, and it's really bugging me. I've tried. Actually, because my housemate is out, I can actually try and record it this weekend. Shall someone who's not me do the outro?
Here we go.
Okay, hold on. Breathe.
This has been a Gentleman Discussing Video coming at you live from Vienna, Austria. If you want to... This is always where I get fucked. If you want to contact us, drop us a line at lunchtime.org.
Come at me, bro, at org.uk,
or leave us a live streaming video.
Christ. Play my new game, Five Nights at the Masters. There.
That's not now.
Yeah, but it will be by the time this podcast comes out.
Are you sure?
That's my challenge.
That's a big promise.
You've seen those tactile monitors.
Pretty sure like every monitor's tactile because I can touch them.
On the Braille note and stuff, they have like a little grid and then it has like little notches that come up out of it to display like Braille on it.
So do these notches have lots of money?
Classic Everdark! Classic!
Yeah!
There's that classic Everdark wit!
Oh, so good! Oh man, all these memes.
This is what
I'm
made
so glad this is being recorded.
This is the wit that made Everdark famous right here.
Oh god.
Who has more YouTube fame, Everdark or Animich?
I have to say Animich.
Animich has loads more fame. I mean, all people who have seen my videos are like you guys. You've seen it like 700 times together.
Yeah, Mitch has some hot fans.
Yeah, he has lots of
hot and fans.
Does he have hot fans?
Man, I'm so jealous of Animich's fame. One day I will have it.
Not with that attitude, you won't.
Yeah, that's the exact attitude you want. The ambition. The reason he won't have it is because he never makes any more videos.
I will take everything from you, Animich. Everything. I will take your fame, your women, your lies. I will take all of it.
Which women?
All the women. All the anime women.
The waifu.
I'll take his waifu, yeah.
I'll kill you if you take my waifu,
mate.
I'll
take your waifu.
He'll do it.
Damn you, mate.
I've seen him in real life. He'll do it.
I'll do it so good. I'll take your waifu and give it to Mao. He'll take good care of her.
Ooh.
He'll call her yellow like a banana. That will make her feel real bad.
Wait, no, I'm not Animage's waifu. What are you talking about?